Hey, Horgan, the game that never was. Everybody, a sense of disbelief.
It's just a sense of huge frustration, really. Like, I mean, you know, we'd be better off playing it and losing it and get it up and running, probably. But this is just prolonging. I mean, it's 7 weeks pre-season. We're up here watching Drogheda twice, and, you know, all the preparation has gone out the window. Like, you know, I think, you know, things happen, don't get me wrong. I mean, Drogheda came up to us last year, and it was you know, it was brutal weather on the Friday night. Actually, the day before, we mathematically got relegated, and they had to come up again on the Monday. I fully understand that, but we sat in there and were ready to go at 7:45. Nobody had mentioned anything to any of us. No management team players or anyone on the board, like, you know. So I think the way it was handled was very, very disappointing. I had no problem taking responsibility on that light out there. Absolutely none. If there was any doubt in my mind that it was a danger, I would have agreed. But to be fair to the referees, they've made, you know, probably erred on caution. And I think my criticism is the manner that it was. I had to go and find out what was wrong. No one came to us. And I just think, at least have the protocol and do things properly. But look, these things obviously happen. You know, Tim Clancy and Drogheda were quite happy to play it. They had no problem with the light either. They played. I was here twice with Paul Hegarty and indeed William O'Connor here one day, where I seen League of Ireland referees out there refereeing their pre-season friendlies. The exact same bulbs, you know. There's certainly, you know, the exact same light out there. You know, if there was any doubt in my mind of the safety of the players, I would be the first to say it. But look, that's probably not my call, and it was my call.
Yeah. The initial reaction amongst the crowd probably was directed towards the referee, but ultimately the bulbs seemed to be the problem, so that the club didn't have the ground in the right order for a game like this.
Well, it was exactly the same in a pre-season game where I saw a top, so-called top League of Ireland referee, and a good referee, in case anyone is listening now here, you know. A referee, there was no problem then. So why is there a problem here tonight? You know, I certainly, you know, with regards to safety in sport, would be paramount in my mind as well, in the job that I work at. And I didn't see any problem with the safety of the players. But to be fair, that's only my interpretation.
Mm. Not a good advertisement for the league day one.
That's not our problem. You know, we got a bus and had a pre-match meal up the road here. A lot of lads got off work here, and all of that, it's just these are sour tastes, and the manner that I found out and we found out as a group left a sour taste as well.
You know. So how exactly did you find out?
At 7:45, no referee came in to our changing room. We're standing outside it here. I went along with William O'Connor to find what was the delay. And all of a sudden, I'm told that this game is seriously in doubt. I gave my opinion. And then 10 minutes later, it was off. But nobody gave us any prior warning, and no one asked for my opinion. Not that that matters. But look, it's done and dusted. You know, we have to kick it to Tuss for another week before we get started. But no, it's you know, it's probably the worst case scenario. Even if we lost here today and got a game under your belt and got up and running, would that be better? Only time will tell, but at the moment it probably would have felt better.
And finally, any word on when it may be rescheduled, or when do you think they'll meet?
I'm sure that the league director will appoint a date, but I mean, our lads are working. You know, we don't have the professionals like we had last year in the Premier Division. They're all working, including the management team. So if we're coming up here on a Monday night, we need, you know, some people need to give them months notice at work to get a half day on a Monday. So I presume that the league will take that into consideration. Or else, look, there's no point in me complaining. It's over and done with them. We need to get back up the road, you know,